What age do you think the hypos began?
I think to use the jargon, puberty, I suppose, might be the right answer. It was about that sort of age. I don't know whether there's any connection, but that was associated with, I suppose, moving into a more educationally stressful environment, the grammar school, discipline sport, both at the weekends and during the week, homework in the evenings, and occasionally usually associated with excesses of activity, one would have a hypo. And if one was out enjoying oneself, that invariably meant one's friends literally carrying me home and saying, he's had another one, Mrs. Jones.
How did your mother react?
Well, she was a fairly worrying sort. Worrying meaning she wasn't a sort of totally relaxed person. Certainly not as relaxed about it as I was. And she used to get fairly fraught, but you know, head screwed on the right way, knew the right thing to do. If there was a problem that she couldn't cope with, you know, either asked the neighbours or got hold of the doc or whatever and took advice. So, it was a day in those days. I don't think we had a telephone in the house, so she'd probably have to go a couple of houses down to talk to someone who was wealthy enough to sport a telephone so that they could phone the doc to get some advice. And invariably that would be, well, you know, just give him some glucose, check blood sugar, not blood sugar, check sugar content of urine, and bring the insulin down gradually when he's back to normal. And I used to make a note of those occasions that I'd had a hypo when I was, you know, seeing the GP or whatever, and there would be a grunt and a nod, but as if to say, quite rightly, it goes with the territory. it was around that time. My mother was fairly, increasingly, of course, as I grew to manage the condition on my own, went to the doctors, of course, on my own, but of course my father was also back in UK by that time, and as I mentioned right at the start, that he'd had medical background is overstating it. I mean, he was a sick birth attendant, so he'd seen some blood and gore during the war and knew a little bit about medicine. But I think what he had was access to solid information from, senior people in the Navy. And he kept a watching brief, I think. No stronger than that. But I felt like if I had problems, I could ask him, and he'd come up with why don't you see so-and-so and so and get some advice. But I can't remember very many occasions when that was the case.